Today is Friday, January 17th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I'm recording really early. Well, I say really early. Okay, I'm recording around 9:49 in the morning. And the reason for that is I'm going to be flying today, and when I get back in, it's going to be too late, and I'm not going to feel like recording. And so I wanted to get this out. The downside of that is literally nothing has happened since yesterday when I recorded. Because I recorded it, you know, normally I record around 5:36, 7 p.m., something like that, depending on when I get home from work and whether I want to sit on the couch and watch the news, watch, David Muir, I think, that we watch on ABC. Mark is the one that really watches the news more than I do, but sometimes I watch it with him. I normally avoid news because it's always depressing, and so, but he likes to watch the news, so most of my news is because of him. Anyway, sometimes we'll have a little snack and watch the news, or maybe we'll watch a YouTube video of, you know, trainer tips or something like that. But now I'm in a hotel, so I would come back, depending on how late we stayed at work, myself and my coworkers, then, you know, I would come back here to the hotel and decide whether I was going to watch something really quick or, you know, I've been using a lot of YouTube TV and Hulu. I never watch anything live at home. And so the same is true at the hotel. So my travel kit includes a little case that has every wire I could possibly need. Audio cables, USB cables, you know, whatever. And I always include in my travel kit an HDMI cable and a Chromecast as well, like an actual little Chromecast. And normally I just hook my iPad up to HDMI and hook it into whatever TV is in the room, and then I watch, you know, YouTube TV or Hulu or CBS All Access or like whatever I've got, what other subscriptions. And so they travel with you, and so I can watch stuff that I would normally be watching at home and not have to worry about like what time they come on in California or, you know. And plus, again, we don't watch anything live. We either do streaming services like Netflix or Hulu or CBS All Access or yada yada yada, or we at least have stuff DVR'd so we can forward through the commercials. And then I record. So anyway, I've recorded at various times this week, but generally they were earlier in the evening. Of course, to a lot of my listeners who are not in California or who are not in this time zone, I was releasing them later than normal, because if I'm recording at 6 or 7 p.m. here, you know, that's like 9 p.m. back where I live, so which I would have already had it recorded and out the door by then. I'm rambling a lot because I'm not really going to have a lot to say because, again, nothing happened. I did get an email from Sam, and she says, safe travels today, must be just getting ready to travel, then travel. So do what you can do to enjoy. So, Sam, I did have a meeting for work this morning. It was so embarrassing, everyone, because I had a debugging meeting with some customers. And a lot of times, you know, the customers that really have issues are the ones that are less advanced. And the tool that we're building, it's really hard to go into, but the tool that we're building is a tool that when you're writing test automation, we provide the browsers and mobile devices that your test automation uses or executes on. So I don't want to go into a lot more detail than that, but anyway, it's, you know, without geeking out completely, although the name of this podcast is Geeky Gay, so I guess I could do that. But a lot of times when users have issues, it's because of their lack of knowledge or their inability to create a good automated test case. And so we'll have these debugging sessions, which always are a little bit irritating to me because I want to say to them, you know, you need to get your crap together and figure out how to write some code instead of thinking that it's my problem, because generally it's not. But I've had a lot of situations myself where that has been the kind of support that I've gotten. And so where someone will say, oh, it must be your problem and not our problem. And so I don't want to do that. So I'm really nice, or I generally try to be really nice and walk them through it and, you know, look at their code and figure out like what's going on. So I had a debugging meeting this morning, and at the end, we had not figured out the problem, but I gave them some homework. I said, well, you need to go and do this, this, and this, because I think this may be part of the problem. So if you guys can take some time and clean this up, then we'll get back together on Monday. And I said, in the meantime, I'll go and try to write a really quick little automated test that hits your website and make sure that I can get it to work, you know, whatever. Well, then I hang up from the Zoom meeting, or so I thought, and I talk to myself sometimes. I mean, I don't know if anybody else does this, but sometimes I talk. And so I to myself said, I don't know what's going on with their stuff, but man, why do they, you know, have this done this way? And that's all I said. I mean, you know, but I'm so embarrassed because I then saw that I was still connected to the call, and I quickly hung up, but I don't know how much they heard. So anyway, foot in mouth, at least I didn't say, well, those stupid, you know, whatevers. I didn't say anything that horrible. So I have a little bit, I have 2 hours before I have to leave. So I may spend a little bit of time still working on that, but I wanted to get this recording out of the, or, you know, not out of the way. I enjoy recording for you guys, but I wanted to get this done before I need to pack up and all that. And I still have to shower and pack. So I'm sitting here recording in my underwear. But anyway, so she also says, you're so well disciplined with the groceries / cooking in your hotel room. So Sam, I have been, and for the most part, I've eaten only the groceries that I bought. However, after I recorded last night, I broke down, and I ordered P.F. Chang's on Grubhub. I'm so ashamed, but I was disciplined for most of the week, and this was, you know, like a splurge. Today, I'm not going to splurge. I do have leftovers in the fridge, so I'm going to eat that before I check out of the hotel, so that I get rid of all the remaining food, and then, and that's fairly low calorie, so that'll be okay. And then the only problem will be just making sure I don't eat the snacks they give us on the plane, because I don't really have a big enough layover to get food. So I'm going to be hungry when I get home, but hopefully I'll just eat like a healthy choice microwave dinner or something when I get home later tonight, because I'm not getting in until around 10. So whatever I eat for lunch needs to be big to carry me over until, you know, whatever. And I should have started the closing music by now because I'm too far in, but I'm going to do it right this second. One moment. So anyway, so I did eat P.F. Chang's last night. It's so funny because I think I told you guys I stayed up till 2 a.m. Thursday morning preparing, doing some SQL queries for a presentation that I had to give. And so when I got back to the room last night, I was tired and I practiced my trumpet. I got another, I think, 15 pages of Newsies sight read, so that at least I have it under my fingers and I kind of know what to expect. And then I just was completely lacking willpower and ordered P.F. Chang's on Grubhub. And I did watch a few episodes of Veep, but I haven't really gotten addicted yet. So I think I like more of a drama, like a more serious political show than Veep is just very comedy. And I don't know, I'm gonna try a few more episodes, but people love that show. So I mean, there must be something I'm missing. It's not bad. It's just I like a real inspiring sort of dramatic political show, you know, more like West Wing. So then after I ate, I decided, oh, I'm just going to put on West Wing. Maybe I'll just rewatch all 7 seasons of West Wing, because I absolutely loved West Wing. And then I fell asleep on the couch. And that must have been like 9 o'clock, so it wasn't that late. I fell asleep, and I woke up at like 1:30 in the morning and transferred myself to the bed So I didn't do anything else. I just, you know, I didn't even watch the first episode of West Wing because I fell asleep about 5 minutes in. And then I got up this morning and had my, I did get a text message from Joey this morning saying that the dates will be confirmed today for Pride 48 New Orleans. So woohoo, I'm excited. And so then I had my meeting and that now I'm recording and then I'm going to take a shower and then I may do a little bit more work, although I probably will do some work on the airport Wi-Fi or even the plane, because I do have to do this scripting now that I've told these people I will do before our meeting on Monday, which means if I don't do it today, I'm going to be working on the weekend. I felt bad because they've been having issues for over a week, so I really want to get this solved as soon as I can. And I got a tweet from Kathy Bacon on Twitter that was talking about the performance evaluation, and I didn't quite understand whether she was saying that I shouldn't be happy with the meet's expectation or if I should have asked more questions of my boss to find out why it was just meet's expectation. The deal is, I don't communicate with my boss very much. My boss is a nice guy, but for whatever reason, I just don't feel comfortable. And sometimes this is the case when I have male bosses. Like, I don't feel as comfortable. And also, all these California people intimidate me, and I feel like, oh, they at least think they know a lot more than I do, technologically speaking. Because, you know, all these software developers in California, it seems to me that they're more up their own butts than the ones in Arkansas. Even though all software engineers do have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder about, you know, how smart they are. But I don't know, I get a little bit intimidated, so that could be it as well. I'm not really sure. So what I was saying is that I'm glad I got a meets because that means I didn't do bad. You know, my whole life I've normally exceeded on ratings, like in school and even in prior jobs that I've had and even in prior positions I've had within Walmart. Usually I would get exceeds or superb. But I'm being ranked against all these California engineers, and I just don't know. But anyway, so I don't want to meet forever, but I'm just happy that there's nothing I need to worry about. Like, I need to do better, but I don't need to worry that I'm going to get fired tomorrow. And I'm going to get my full bonus, which, you know, is important. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.